providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to continue our focus in the precious metals space as I am chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, this last week was pretty important, I think, for precious metals, especially gold, as gold at the very beginning of the week broke above that 1850 level, which coincided with, depending on how you draw it, the downtrend channel, top end of that downtrend channel that's been in place for 8+ months, and that 200-day moving average. And the important thing about that break is that it actually held throughout the week. I know, including myself, a few people were expecting the price to drop back below because that has been what we saw in precious metals, an early week breakout with a fade to the end of the week. But it was encouraging to see gold hold those gains and close the week above 1850. Dave, what's your take on that breakout this week in, let's start with just the gold price?
Yeah, Corey, you know, it's been a very good week for the gold bulls, finally. But yeah, you know, I've been discussing this for the past 2 or 3 weeks in my column that this was setting up to happen. The day that it happened, it started to happen on Monday, but the day that the sector really got interesting was Wednesday, when everything was tanking because of what was going on with China, the sudden announcement of cryptocurrency bans. So that is the reason why everything was tanking on Friday, but gold. So we saw gold act as a safe haven for the first time in a while here. And while that was happening, the cryptocurrencies were really getting hit pretty hard. Happened before the Fed minutes come out. So the gold price was firmly above 1850, screaming higher. And then the Fed minutes come out and they were somewhat hawkish, talking about pulling back on their bond buying program. So the gold price immediately came back down to retest the 200-day moving average, but it was intraday retest and it went right back up again. So that was the most interesting thing about Wednesday, was gold was the island of safety while everything else was being hit. So that's very encouraging. And then on Friday, we had a weekly close above that 1850 level, which is what I've been harping on also, because like you said, that's the top of that downtrend line, which also coincides with that 200-day moving average. And what is also interesting is ever since the gold price got back above 1850, the GDXJ has been outperforming the GDX, which is also something I've been talking about starting to take place once 1850 gets cleared. So that 1850 number is very important. And now we're seeing the gold price is really overbought here on a daily basis. It was rising above that 75 RSI on Friday morning. And what's happening now is it's creating a daily flag here above 1850, as well as the GDX. So if the flagging continues here, then I wouldn't be surprised to see the gold price get over 1900 next week.
So Dave, also looking at a slightly longer chart than just the last week too, gold has been really stair-stepping higher over the last almost 2 months now. So this is a real change in direction that I think needs to be very encouraging for precious metals investors. And initially that change in direction was led by the bigger miners. But now, as you said, the juniors, and it's something I noticed this week, is that we were seeing juniors broadly move higher. And I was also seeing some of the lower quality juniors move higher. So that's very encouraging. But sometimes that can also mean a bit of a pause is due because all that money is trickling lower. So is that what you're seeing by saying that, at least on the daily chart, gold and some of the gold stocks are even a little overbought?
Yes. We could see some backing and filling, which would actually be healthy. But going back to your going back and looking a longer term, if you pull back even farther and you go back to May of 2019, the gold market has formed a huge pennant that it's breaking out of right now. And now that it's closed above that 1850 on a weekly basis, that's a technical breakout. I mean, previously during this long 10 month correction in the gold price, we've seen the gold price run up to that downtrend line and then come right back down quickly. As a matter of fact, it created two separate island reversals once it got to that downtrend line. And the last one was right at the beginning of the year, which was very disheartening for a lot for the gold bulls. I mean, the gold price was running up into 2021. Tax loss season was over. They placed their bets in their favorite juniors. And all of a sudden, the gold price did that. The miners did that island reversal and dashed their hopes once again. And we had another 3 months of correction into the end of March.
Dave, what about silver? Because gold definitely is outperforming silver right now. Silver's been a bit more choppy, but you know what? Silver was doing much better during that 8 month correction the gold was in. How are you viewing silver in the broad context of precious metals here?
Yeah, I mean, if you take a look at the silver chart, the long-term silver chart, it's consolidating higher. You know, it's basically been a lot stronger than the gold price. It's remained above its 200-day moving average. I mean, it came down and traded below it just for a few days, and its 50-day moving average never crossed below its 200-day moving average. So it's still consolidating below that $30 level. And I think if we see a monthly close above that 28, 2850 area, I think that the silver price can break out above 30. And once it breaks out above 30, then there's not much resistance until 35. So it looks like it's just a coiled spring here, ready to break out.
Yeah, and we have just over a week before we get that monthly close. But again, it's looking much better for the precious metals. Dave, how aggressive have you been in your portfolio here, managing some of your positions and also balancing out that we are seeing these juniors run some on significantly higher volume?
Well, I've been walking my talk, Corey. You know, I pretty much put to work the rest of my cash this week. And for the past few weeks, I've been busy, putting to work the rest of my cash in my portfolio. So I don't have very much cash left in my portfolio because I think this breakout is going to hold. And I think that the risk now is firmly to the upside in the junior sector. I'm sure you're going to see some more backing and filling like we talked about earlier in the discussion here, that it's a bit short-term overbought, but you're going to start to see these juniors take off one by one. The quality juniors, and you've already started to see it in a few of them. So you might even have a down day in the gold price, yet a junior one of these juniors takes off. So I think you're going to start to see that as I expect the weakness to continue to be bought here.
Yeah, look, I've noticed a few juniors already starting to take off. And one thing I've noticed is that it's these juniors that have either just started up drill programs or are about to commence drill programs. Those are really starting to get bought. Dave, what's your strategy, though, when you see juniors or a general area play get bought so aggressively before drill results are coming out?
Yeah, I know what you're referring to. You're referring to that Newfoundland area that we talked about last week. I think it was last week. It might have been the week before. But yeah, I mean, some of them have gone up without even drill results being reported yet, and they're not expected to come out for a month or two yet in this area in Newfoundland that's really gotten hot because of what Newfound Gold is doing there. We talked about Labrador Gold, and since that discussion, they came out and their finance with Newfound Gold and Sprott was upsized another $5 million, and that popped the stock. They've yet to release any more drill results, and my position is getting up there. So I might have to take some off the table before the next results come out because it's the stock is continuing to climb. But yeah, I mean, you really got to be careful with these things. You know, when they go up so much, you don't want to lose all your gains. Per se, if the drill results turn out to be a big dud, but then again, you don't want to sell too much in case they're not. That's why you don't want to put too much of your investment capital into one of these things. Just put a small amount, and then once they get a little over, once they get ahead of themselves, then you take a little bit off the table, and you feel a lot more comfortable holding them.
Exactly. You don't need to sell your whole position, but you can take some money off the table. And if it keeps running, at least you're still gaining, but you then have the ability to redeploy that capital. Any other stocks that have your attention right now, Dave, that maybe either haven't already popped or you think are doing the right work that you're noting to your subscribers?
Yeah, sure. We talked about one already that's in that same area. That's Marathon Gold. They have continued to outperform the sector since the sector topped in August. They're already trading higher than their August high. The company has a satellite pitch continue to announce very good results from. So that's one I really like. That's in my top 10. And another one that I told you about is Argonaut Gold. They're also in my top 10, and they're starting to break out. They're trading right now at a multi-year high because they're pretty much firing on all cylinders on a few projects. You know, they've got their La Colorada mine that they're mining from. So it's kind of a dance they're doing with drilling and mining. But the drill results that came out of there were fantastic and a big surprise. And also their Maginot Construction, which is fully funded, by the way, they've got no debt and they've got all this growth potential. And the company's firing on all cylinders and the market is rewarding it for it.
All right, Dave, interesting chatting with you as always, buddy. And again, a very good week for precious metals, especially gold and even the juniors that did start to get a buy. Encouraging to see how it closed the week as well. And now we have, again, just over a week of trading before the monthly close. Everybody, thank you for tuning in on this weekend show, and thank you for all the comments and emails that I've received throughout this week, and especially on the companies that I've been featuring on the show. Please keep all the emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from all of you, and I'm going to be back maybe with a couple daily editorials on Monday, but definitely on Tuesday. It's another very busy week. And one other final note, please check out that webinar that I am hosting focused on silver with the CPM Group and the Happy Hawaiian. Send me all your questions, fleck@kereport.com. Dave, really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Corey.